So this is like a grand finale
of
just Christmas.
Okay.
The grand finale. The Christmas grand finale.
Goodbye, Christmas. Goodbye forever.
Until next year.
The evil has been defeated.
I can sufficiently say this is like before Christmas, but after watching all these Christmas movies, I'm a little Christmased out.
I'm always Christmased out. Because, you know, retail and the like. True. But yeah, this was a lot. This batch was a lot to get through, I have to say.
This last jumble of films that we watched. We did like three iterations of this Christmas special, so we watched quite a bit
That's true.
We've watched quite a bit of films.
That's true.
But,
well, a lot of new ones came out this year, too.
That is true. Well, I mean, Hallmark is always trying to up their amount of films that they're going to roll out.
I know. But truly, those are the best ones, and I wish that they were more accessible online. Because I would have made us watch so many more of them.
I mean, I kind of, like, half-watched some with my mom. It was really more or less just me walking in and out of rooms and being like, is that the same movie, or is this a different one? I mean, sometimes she would, like, fall asleep on one, so she'd have to, like, repeat it. Because she records a lot of them. But,
that's really funny.
Some of the ones I watched with her were, like, either specifically on, like, Lifetime or BET or whatever. The Lifetime ones were, like, really good.
Yeah, I think that they've, like, upped their production quality.
Yeah, and, like, they were just well-written and stuff, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, you know, a Christmas movie or whatever, but it wasn't, like, super cheesy like most of them are, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think theirs had, like, a very weird quality where it was, like, weirdly way better than one would expect.
Okay. See, I like the terrible ones. Like, that's why I watch Hallmark, because they really are just...
Okay, I mean, there's something to be said about those, but, I mean, I don't know. There's something to be said about a good Christmas movie as well.
Yeah, I guess. I just think...
I need the spectrum. I need a good one and then just a bad one. But the middle of the road ones are the ones that are kind of the worst.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. I can agree with that. I think I was thinking about it on Thanksgiving because I was watching a lot of them, like a bunch of the Hallmark ones in a row. And I was like, I feel like I enjoy them so much because they kind of like... They're so bad, they're almost like parodies.
Yeah.
Like, of, I don't know, like, they're all, like, so white and so heterosexual and so, like, Christian and so, like, they're almost parodies of themselves and, like, they almost make a mockery of everything that they're trying to portray. And I think that's why I enjoy them so much. Because I'm, like, the things that you're trying to achieve, like, you're almost just making fun of yourself. And yeah, I love that.
I get that. And because that's kind of how I felt with, what was it, The Night Before Christmas? Or a night, is it The Night or A Night? I think it's The Night.
I think it's The Night?
Yeah.
What, the Vanessa Hudgens joint?
If The Vanessa Hudgens joint. But yeah, I mean, it felt like very cheesy to that extent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is a good launch off point because, like I said, apparently that takes place in the same universe as A Christmas Friends.
Yeah.
And we watched the third Christmas Friends movie. Bring it at home. We did it. We did it, kids. We watched it.
We sure did watch that woman have a baby.
Do you know what's really funny is I was texting Catherine specifically about this one movie. She was like, I'm watching this, and she was like trying to talk to me about it, and I was like, I haven't watched it yet, but I was like, I will text you as soon as I watch it. And I did, and I was like, How about that was the worst one in the series?
It was pretty bad. And to be fair, I do not remember the other two at all.
Did you enjoy the recap at the beginning?
I appreciated the recap because I was like, oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah, and the second one
was for me and me alone.
In the second one where the country was literally broke.
Yeah.
That was, I'm like, I miss that in this movie. I was like, I miss when y'all were broke. It made you humble.
I don't know.
This whole movie was literally just like, white people having a baby. And I'm like, okay. Where they're all like, I'm concerned. We're having a baby. What will we do? Things are all going to be so different. We love our little baby that's growing. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, what? Who gives a fuck? Jesus Christ, do anything else. And they tried to blend it in with that damn treaty thing and being like, oh, well, they have this country and they've had this treaty for since like the 15th century or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I wasn't sure why why the two plots were side by side. Like, I was like, okay, there's literally one plot where she's just having a baby. Fully, she just has a baby shower. One scene is just her baby shower. And I was like, why are we watching this? And then the other plot is, like, this very, like, not serious, but, like, a legit plot where, another country comes and they're going to sign the treaty, but then the treaty goes missing. And I was like,
why are they together? To spice it up, obviously, because babies are fucking boring. They realized that when they started writing it, but then didn't get rid of the boring baby scene.
I almost felt like it would have been better had they already had the baby. Like, if it wasn't that she was just pregnant the whole time.
I'm just tired of baby storylines.
But imagine that whole movie exactly as it was, except she's not pregnant, but she has a baby. And the baby's just, like, getting up to stuff. Like, that could have been the, like, comedic relief whilst this other, like, serious plot was going on. And then her struggle could have been, like, how do I balance motherhood and my career? Can I hashtag have it all? Like, I think that would have been better.
I mean, that does seem more on brand with this particular series. But at the same time, unless that baby's getting kidnapped, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. Like, it could literally be swinging from the rafters, like, Dennis the Menace style. Just causing trouble, running amok. Literally starting a war with the Penguins. I don't give a fuck. It better be possessed. Like, exorcism.
I really want the next movie to be that the baby starts a war.
How about I definitely wrote a couple of things down. It was really, I wrote this down. I have a couple of ideas for the next two films. So, okay. A Christmas Prince 4, : Aldovian Subway, : Back to the Future.
Uh-huh.
Because they were very much about, like, we should get an Aldovian subway. And I'm just like, bitch, it's just because you're from New York. And I know for a fact that she's not actually from New York. She's either from fucking Staten Island or from Jersey. Because I'm like, her dad.
Okay, nobody's from New York, to be fair. Nobody is from New York.
There are some people out there, I feel, who beg to differ. But
that's just a fact. Well, they can come find me. I live in Jersey.
They could come find me. And then also, let's see, where'd I put it? So The Christmas Prince 5, Locked in the Dungeon, : Ghosts.
That's a good one. I know, because then there was that whole thing. And I was like, why are we just introducing this?
It's because it wasn't real. That's why they... Because I also was just like, are they fully about to just be like, there's an actual ghost in the dungeon? I'm like, I don't think we have time to unpack that, though. I don't think we have time for a Ghost Hunters episode.
With this little crippled girl and the old lady.
Which is the funniest pairing. It's just like, yeah, send grandma with the crippled girl down to the dungeon.
Okay. You know what? Now that you're saying that, those are literally the two worst people. You could have sent to the fucking dungeon. Why did you do that?
I don't even know. What would have been worse is if they would have sent Prego with them.
Prego. She has her baby in the dungeon.
Now my baby's haunted.
I would love that.
Oh, and then the baby would be haunted. I would love that.
And that's the fourth movie.
Haunted baby.
Haunted baby.
It could come out on Halloween instead of Christmas, and we could
stop. Yeah, it would be a Halloween movie now. They could rebrand it.
I was going to say, we can just redo the whole franchise. They just do holidays.
Ugh, love it.
Also, how about the husband was so... So he's always been bland, but he was like...
Oh, he was the blandest.
He was so goddamn bland. At this point, Catherine and I were literally talking about it. We were like, they could have edited him out of this film, and I would have not noticed at all.
Hardcore, yeah, they could have.
I know, I'm like, I feel like you could almost edit him out of this whole series, or edit any random other person in, like, just random cuts, like, she'll be talking, like, you know when they'll, do recuts of a film, just for fun, and it'll be, like, the other person talking to them, but they'll cut someone else in, and they're doing, like, a side conversation?
Yes.
They could do that with almost anyone, and it probably would still work.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the only scene where it wouldn't work is where she, like, dances with him in her Converse.
But then you could just edit the scene, the prom scene from Twilight, where Bella's in her Converse.
Just edit her head over Bella.
Yeah. Good times.
Love that.
Robert Pattinson for the new Christmas present.
How about the literal war flashback sent, like, it really sent me.
That was very funny. I was like, they really fit this. Like, they really fucking set up this whole scene and fucking filmed it.
I think they were just like, we need to do something else since she's gonna be pregnant for, like, most of the movie and not doing anything.
Ugh, it was just so boring for her to be pregnant. Like... Like, she had to sit down in, like, so many of the scenes. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't understand what was going on with that.
Well, I think that they made her pregnant in this movie.
Was she pregnant in real life?
What?
Was she pregnant in real life or something?
I don't know. I think... No, because they could have shot around that. They didn't have... It's not like a TV show where you're like, oh, we're on a schedule.
That is true. And she's like, no, I got pregnant just for this movie.
But, like, no, I think they could... They did it because then the next movie can be about her and the baby. Like the baby's a baby. But I'm like, you could have had this movie be the baby is a baby. And then you could have had next movie be the baby's a little girl. And we're growing up with the little girl. Like... Natural progression. We didn't have to watch her be pregnant.
I think what they should do with the next one is just completely rebrand and be like, or have the...
I think they should not make a next one. I'm just saying they're probably going to make a next one.
I mean, it's true, because for whatever reason, people do watch this series. But what I think they should do...
You know exactly who watches it. Like...
Yeah.
It's, us, know,
apparently.
Well... We are different.
We're not watching it for an enjoyment purpose. It's really out of curiosity. No, what I think they should do is just do a full-on, like, Princess Diaries. And just be like, the next one is, like, the daughter is, like, fully a teenager. And it's like, I'm a princess and I don't want to do dumb bullshit. And the mom's like, I didn't come here from New York. And get knocked up.
I didn't come here from Staten Island.
I didn't immigrate here. Become a queen trick a royal prince into marrying me.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, they should have made this movie that the baby was already born, but it was a baby. And then the next movie is, like, she's grown up or she's a teenager, whatever.
Yeah, but obviously they were just like, not gonna work for me.
Let's have her be Prego. Anyway.
There really wasn't any more to this movie other than that, and that's the saddest part.
Well, what did you think of what were they, the Pangolians?
The penguins? The Pinglians? I mean, they were fine.
I loved that they were Asian, and I also fucking loved the fact that it was like, again, we have another white savior movie where she's like, your country is old-fashioned and backwards. Women should have rights. Like, shut the fuck up.
The queen was doing things behind the scenes. She just wasn't taking credit for it.
No, I know, but it was like, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, but it's like, they tried to finesse it where it wasn't that. They were like, no, it's not a white savior thing. It's like, she's already doing it. She just isn't accepting credit for it because she's a woman and she feels like her country's going to look down. She's not
hashtag girl boss.
Yeah. They were like, I don't know if we want to let her be a tiger mama.
God.
Also, the only other thing I wanted to talk about was why do men in fucking baby movies always act like building a crib is so complicated?
It is a trope, because, I don't know, have you ever tried to build a crib? I'm sure it's hard.
Okay, building furniture in general is hard, but I can tell you right now, the hardest thing to fucking build is a desk. Desks are so hard to build because you can easily build that goddamn drawer upside down, and then next thing you know, you're like, fuck, it doesn't go in. And then you have to take it apart. It's so annoying.
Well, that's a hot take on furniture building.
I've built a lot of furniture.
The reason that they have men do that in movies is because that's, you know, their gendered specific job is to build things.
So, and then they're bad at it.
Yeah, exactly, because men fucking suck.
Well, I can build things. Very frustratedly, but I can do it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I was like, first of all, I forgot about the black friend.
She oh, yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, black friend. And then her guy... How was he not gay? And also, why did they all hate him? I don't remember what happened with him.
Oh, he tried to, like, steal the throne at one point.
How was he not a big, giant homo?
Like, he was wearing
a turtleneck in the first scene, under a blazer, and I was like, I was like, oh, that's the gay character, but then the black friend came in, and they kissed, and I was like, no.
And then other gays showed up.
Yeah, and they weren't
like fucking. They were just business partners? Question mark. It was very confusing.
That was bad. Bad rep all around. Everyone bad.
Go home. Everyone go home. This was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in all, it was bad. Anyway, can we move over to a Cinderella story?
Well, I did like. One more thing, I did like, they gave the little crippled girl a love story.
Oh, that was in the second one.
Her own hetero love story.
She had a love story in the second one.
Oh, did they? Were they in the second one?
Yeah, like, they fell in love when they were doing a play, a school play.
And right, they almost... I don't remember, I may have not watched the second one, is what I'm realizing. Anyway...
I'm slowly realizing I never saw it.
I'm like, I don't remember it. I haven't seen it. Anyway, yes. Let's move on to a real film. A real cinematic experience.
A Cinderella Christmas Story.
Which was, yeah.
How about when I turned it on, I wasn't looking at the screen, and then I heard the WB intro, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, go off, I guess.
How about the fact that Greg Sulkin is still fucking playing high schoolers? What the fuck? Wasn't that like 10 years ago that he was on Wizards?
It was.
How old is he? You know what? I didn't even look at this. How old is that man?
Him and Robbie Amell will play teenagers forever.
I know.
Until they start to get actual crow's feet.
What is with them? What was this called? A Cinderella?
I don't know. Cinderella? They have relatively good genes where they didn't age, like, super quickly. I don't know how they're...
Yeah, no, I was like, wow, he does look good.
I don't know how they're what's weird is they kept trying to pass them off as teenagers. They're all like, they're teenagers. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Those are 20-year-olds.
Yeah, well, he's my age. He's 27.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to tell your age on air.
Well, we all know that I am old.
I'm just 16.
I'm 18. But yeah, he is 27 and still fucking playing an 18-year-old.
I mean, I barely buy it with him. The girl, I did not buy it at all. She's all like, I'm 18. I'm just like, ma'am, you're 22.
She's like, when I go off to college. I was like, what?
You mean when you came back from college last year? What are you talking about?
You mean grad school? you mean your PhD? What are you talking about?
Honestly, that's what I thought she was doing at that fucking place where she was working. I thought she was doing that as like a summer job from or winter job from college.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I would buy that. I would have bought that if they did that.
I mean, me too. I guess like then it wouldn't have made as much sense with her being like trying to get out of the house.
You could easily just be like, the stepmom's paying for college.
That's true, I guess. I also like forgot about the fact that it was Cinderella.
Yeah.
And so I was like as I'm watching it, I'm like, like this is Cinderella. And then I was like, oh yeah, they literally called it.
They basically literally told us it's Cinderella at Christmas time in the title. And how about I totally said the same thing? Yep. And the funny thing is I always remember halfway through watching any type of Cinderella story, I'm just like, I fucking hate Cinderella in the middle. Like, it's just, like, it always gets me so, girl, I was so mad. I was so fucking mad. I was Cardi, like, that fucking Instagram live or whatever where she was, like, yelling. She was just like, that shit gets me so hot! That was me. I was so hot. Like, last night. It was a burning. It was a burning sensation. Like, right now, I'm hot. Just recites memes from the internet. But it was, like, her being all, like, meek and timid, being all, like, they're so mean to me. What didn't make any sense to me is she was like, where did my snow globe go? I'm like, bitch, obviously one of them took it. Y'all are the only people in this house. Who else has access? They're like, oh, the dog did that. I'm like, the crippled dog. The crippled dog did that.
First of all, the crippled dog was so funny. Like, I couldn't get over that.
You know that was someone on set's dog. That was literally just, like, the director's dog. And they were like, I have to keep my dog on set, obviously, for obvious reasons. For this dog. For obvious reasons, I have to keep my dog on set. So.
Oh, the crippled dog. Okay, I have a question. Who was the fairy godmother in this instance. Was it the friend?
I think the best friend, yeah.
Or was it the dog? Because the dog, like, was, like, leading her to stuff. He was, like, leading her to the clues.
No, the dog was her mice.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the best friend is her... The lesbian best friend was her fairy godmother.
Oh, she was so dykey.
Girl, that's the lesbian from fucking whatchamacallit, One Day at a Time. I noticed her at, like, almost halfway through the movie. I was like, why does she look so fucking familiar? And it was her.
I also was like, oh yeah, she looks really familiar. And then I didn't fact check it. I assumed she was from another Disney show.
Fair.
And I was just like, or Nickelodeon or whatever those kids are from. And I say those kids, they're my age.
No, I think, well, her and Greg Sulkin are, the main girl and Greg Sulkin, I think, are from Disney. I think that's the girl from Ally and Austin or whatever.
Yeah, Ally and AJ.
My favorite Disney show. Cowbells.
Right. Yeah. Was that Disney? Or was that... Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, I just assumed she was from another Disney show. And I was like, oh, she's probably from something.
Mm.
But you're right. She's the lesbian. Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't wearing her glasses. That's why. And that's what threw me at first, too. I, like, realized I was just like, it's because of the glasses. I never noticed on that show that those glasses really, like, they do the opposite of what was going on with America Ferrera on Ugly Betty. Like, that's what they thought they were doing on Ugly Betty, where it literally made her look almost completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a different person. Also... The stepmother really was getting on my nerves. Like, I know the stepmother is always supposed to be like that, but she really was getting out. I was like, look, you can't be a bitch and a ginger. You gotta pick a struggle. Like, everyone always, like, we already hate gingers. You can't be a bitch too on top of that.
I feel like the problem with, like, doing a Cinderella story over and over again is that, like, nothing, like, you have to do something different with it, you know? Like, yes, the tropes have to be there, and, like, the baseline has to be there, but, like, why, like, nothing was different about this version other than it was Christmas. Like,
there was a lot of singing. I mean, I guess that's maybe in the original Cinderella.
I skipped all the singing.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
The singing wasn't bad. I actually wrote in here, it's just like, singers.
Greg Sulkin started to sing, and I was like, I gotta go. It just was like, skip, skip, skip.
You know what? I feel that. A little bit. I mean, him, when he started singing, I immediately was just like, oh my god, Greg Sulkin is singing.
Not because it was, like, bad. I just, like, couldn't. It was, like, it was almost, like, secondhand embarrassment. Like, I just had to look away. Like, I just had to go.
I'm just surprised that there was so much singing in this, and yet, in the original Cinderella story where we had Hilary Duff, zero singing whatsoever. Weird.
Yeah. That's true, and she should have, because...
I know. I haven't seen the second, or I don't even know if it, is it a sequel, or are they just, like, films that are somehow weirdly connected?
I think they're all just based on Cinderella.
Oh, well, yeah, there's the one with Selena Gomez. I don't know if they're singing in that one.
I assume so, because it's Selena Gomez, right?
Yeah, that would be tragic.
Like, I would assume.
What I really wasn't getting is how bitch didn't realize that was Greg Sulkin under that Santa mat.
Oh, yeah, that was also very funny. And the fact that, like, okay, I wasn't sure if I was, like, buying... Sorry, I'm looking on IMDb. There's so many Cinderella stories.
Are there?
Yeah, there's one with Lucy Hale.
Oh, right!
There's one with... Sophia Carson, is that?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought there were only three.
No, there's like a bunch.
Wow, I was really off.
One looks like a dance movie.
Step up, a Cinderella story. To the streets.
To the streets. Truly, truly.
Did we will we ever figure out if it is step up colon to the streets or step up to the streets?
I think it's step up the number two colon the streets.
I would have to find my DVD copy, but I don't know if there's a colon. That's very confusing.
There's a colon. I think it's implied, but I think it's step up two.
It's an implied colon.
Yes, the streets. Too fast, too furious. Anyway.
See, no, that one's very straightforward. It's not too fast, colon, too furious.
Too fast. Semicolon. It's an implied semicolon is what it is.
So my favorite part of this whole movie was the dancing elves.
That was your favorite part?
Yes.
Oh, at the ball or whatever?
Yes. That choreography, they were killing it. They were like, da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay.
They really were. And I was like, I get that these people are supposed to be, like, super wealthy, but, like, this is literally, like, a full theater production that they're putting on at their, like, Christmas gala.
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening?
These elves is twerking.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was, like, buying the whole... Like, she fully... Like, I was like, okay, if they were, like, both in masks or whatever, but she... fully had her face showing. I was like, did he really not recognize her?
I know. That's the funniest part. It's like, I want to see what you look like under there. I'm like, if anything, he was wearing more than she was. She just had on a wig.
A wig. Like, I was like, if I put on a wig and I, like, walked up to you, like, you wouldn't be like, oh, who are you? Like, you'd be like, hey, Grace, how are you? Why are you wearing a wig? Like, I was just like, this is so bizarre.
Well, as we know from watching Girlfriends of Christmas Past, if you wear a bad wig, people will not recognize you. Okay, and you don't even have to wear it right. What?
She also stuffed her chest.
Yeah. Well, both of those things will make people suddenly forget who you are. And if you wear giant glasses, forget about it.
Yeah. See, oh, she should have been wearing giant glasses. That's a great point. She should have been wearing, like, weird elf glasses. I would have bought it. I would have bought that because I didn't recognize the girl from One Day at a Time because she wasn't wearing glasses.
I don't think I've ever seen an elf wear glasses.
Okay, but, like, I'm just saying, as part of the, like, costume. I'm sorry, how many elves have you seen?
I think it's canon that elves... have very good eyesight.
It's canon?
Yes.
From what?
Elf lore. They're supposed to be like bald eagles. They just have impeccable vision.
I am saying, in context of the film, in which she must be wearing a disguise, they should have been wearing kooky glasses. I would have bought it.
And that's fair.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's all I'd say about this movie now. And the fact that I just can't take Greg Sulkin seriously at all.
And you know what? That is also valid. You know what was really annoying was that one blonde girl who kept trying to chase people off. I'm just like, girl, he does not want to fuck you. Take a hint.
Yeah, and I was like, you're crazy hot. Like, go hook up with somebody else that isn't Greg Sulkin. Like, he's not even that... good looking.
Well, obviously she has a terrible personality.
Yeah, well, you know, you can still get laid. All the terrible personalities.
I mean,
get laid every day.
That's true.
No, that one scene where he introduced her to all his friends, I was like, how did you think this was a good fucking idea? Why are the two girls there? Why is the one girl who wants to fuck you there with her bitchy friend? And you're bringing Elf Girl to meet them? Like, how did you think that was a good idea?
I know, I'm like, his friends are, like, at one point I was just like, are his friends sociopaths? They feel like they are.
They were, yeah, they were bad. They were such dicks.
I know, I was just like, this is one of those situations where, like, someone who's nice has, like, really, like, terrible friends, but they're not super terrible to them, so they're like, no, they're just like that, they're great. Yeah. And then when I said that out loud, and I was just like, oh no, am I that friend?
Are you the terrible friend?
Yes. Am I the terrible friend? I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
I think if I have to ask myself, the answer is yes. yeah. If only I could ghost myself.
Which brings us to...
I know, that was a really bad segue. I have very little notes on the ghosting movie. Ghosting, The Spirit of Christmas. Just so everyone knows the title. It's yeah. Ghosting, colon, The Spirit of Christmas.
Colon, this one did have a colon. I like that we watched two movies called The Spirit of Christmas that both were about ghosts.
What's weird is I just realized that as I'm looking at my notes that literally have the title in there twice. But yeah. What's funny is, like, this one is so vastly different from the other one.
Yeah, they're not the same movie. Here's what I liked about this one. I'll say this. It was a great cast. I thought everybody in the cast was super attractive and, like, a good actor, a decent actor.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Kimiko Glenn was amazing.
Ugh, love her. That was my first note. I was like, yes, so-so, I missed her.
I loved her in this movie. She was a wife. And the other thing I liked was that this was gay. This was just gay. Like, this was a gay time.
What was annoying, all right, the worst thing about this movie was the story, honestly. The story was literally the worst thing. Like, I love the cinematography of it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. Like, that was, like, one of the first thing I noticed. I was just like, oh, they really upped the production value with this.
Yeah, it was quality.
I mean, this by no stretch was, God, what the fuck was the name of that Brenda Song movie we watched last year, the Angel one? That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ended up watching that one.
Oh, see, that was a good freeform one. No, you yeah. watched the other one where girl hit, they couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
That was stupid. That was a dumb movie, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
No, you can't fall asleep. Yeah, see, the thing about this is like, this was basically just like a texting and driving, like a really long texting and driving PSA.
It really was. And it was funny because like when I read the description, so I didn't know what this movie was about, and I went on Hulu and I searched for it, and I read the description, and it was like Jess ghosts Ben when she dies. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, interesting. And then as I'm watching it and she gets in the car and the texts start popping up from him, I was like, oh shit.
I know. I immediately had flashbacks to Glee when fucking Quinn Fabre got hit by a truck. That was my first thought. And she was like looking over at her phone and I was just like, first off, anyone who texts and drives never does that. Who fucking has the phone in the goddamn passenger seat? And it's just, like, looking over there like that. I'm like, you might as well be reading a book.
You might as well be, like, eating a sandwich and driving.
Not just a sandwich. You might as well be eating pizza out of a box. Like, directly over the box. Just.
Which I've never done. Anyone was wondering. No, like, who doesn't have, like, a phone mount? Like, a little mount that it's, like, right in front of you or, like, right next to your steering wheel.
Exactly. She fucking lives in California. Bitches do that all the time. I'm like, come on. I'm supposed to believe that she hasn't been an Uber driver at one point. She talks about doing a whole bunch of jobs. Like, I'm sure she's done Uber or Lyft.
Yeah.
And she probably has a fucking mount. She's supposed to be a millennial. I'm supposed to buy that.
Oh, she did have a really shitty car, though. So she probably did not do Uber or Lyft. Because you can't do that.
Sure.
They don't let you.
I don't know. I don't know the schematics of that.
You have to have a nice car. Haven't you noticed all Ubers and Lyfts are, like, nice cars? Like, you have to have, like, a certain, has to be above a certain year.
And like, I don't know. I've been picked up in a Honda Civic before, so, and that's never been a nice car.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, it has to be, like.
I'm just putting that out there. Honda Civic, sorry.
Fuck you, Honda Civic.
What was really weird about this is I'm just like, bruh, how is this not the worst Christmas ever? Like, she literally died. I'm like, how can one go on with Christmas after that?
Like, she literally died.
I feel like Christmas is ruined for a few years at that point. Like,
yeah, especially her parents were mad chill about the death.
They really were. They were like, either they were on Thorazine or they just fucking hated her and just couldn't say it.
They were like, yeah, we're dealing with it. I'm like, it's been 2 days.
It's been 2 days and they're very well adjusted. They're like, we've been thinking of what we're going to turn her room into. We're just waiting a couple of weeks so that like people don't think it's weird that we're boxing up her shit.
We already ordered an exercise bike. We're very excited.
We're already turning her room into a foster care room. We're getting a new child. So start over.
I'm getting a new one. The friend, too, like, she got over the fact that her friend was a ghost, like, so fast. Like, I was like, if my best friend died and then came back as a ghost, I wouldn't be like, hey, let's go to your parents' house, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'd be like,
True. What's funny is I feel like she grieved Pusey way more than she fucking grieved her best friend. She was depressed forever on that show.
Yeah, okay, but to be fair, opposite ends of bad writing on that friend.
I like how you pose that as opposite ends. Are they opposite or are they running parallel? They feel like perpendicular lines to me.
You know what I mean. Like, two extremes.
What I thought was funny was he was just like, I think she's ghosting me. And I'm just like, you killed her! You were texting her while she was driving. Which was funny because they both went to their cars at the same time. So you know he had to have been driving at the same time.
That's
so
true.
What's real dangerous?
That's true. He was texting.
What are we really saying?
No, let's one tell can both see sides. You. No one can see you.
That's yet. True. No one can see me making these faces.
You're fully doing, like, performance. No one can see.
But we love the lesbian storyline that they had in there. That was, honestly, once they introduced that, I was no longer interested in anything else. They were like, this lesbian storyline, and I wrote this down. I have, as you can see, I have very little notes on this movie. Out of, like, just letting our listeners know, I showed Grace all of my notes before, and I have a lot of notes. But for this movie, I don't have many at all. Because the story sucked.
Paragraphs for the other movie.
It's because the story was so bad in this one. I was just, like, literally watching it, and I was just like, okay. Alright. But
pretty much.
When the lesbian popped up, I immediately was just like, wait, where is it? I said, I need a Rent spinoff about the lesbians starring these lesbians.
Yeah, I would 100% watch that. Can we talk about the fact that they, like, never actually got, like, a moment?
Oh, like, that was weird.
They never kissed. I'm like, the other one, she was a ghost, and they still fucked, yeah. And the lesbians didn't even get to kiss each other.
They were totally okay with it. They were like, I mean, what would you even call it? Intercorporeal? intercorporeal or corporeal intercourse. Totally fine with that. Fucking ghosts, slat. It's weirdly on a line of necrophilia. So, you know, they're totally cool with that. But lesbians. Yep. Gotta keep them dykes out of here.
Yep, gotta keep them dykes on the down low.
On the down low.
Even, like, the end, she was like, I'm like, she is getting in the car to go to Morocco for, like, a year or whatever it was. They didn't even kiss. They were like, little hug. I was like, what the fuck?
I know, I'm like, you guys have had, like, a full-on moment. You even, like, basically had your first relationship fight. You've done everything but fuck, which I know for a fact you would have probably done on the first date. So, yeah. I don't know why they were trying to lie.
Like, you did everything but move in with each other, like lesbians do.
And
the only reason you did it is because she went to Morocco.
That's true. She's just like, I'm not going to move in with you if you're not. Honestly, she probably fucking moved to Morocco. That's the end of that movie that we don't see. She moved to fucking Morocco. And was like, oh, I'm here for a semester abroad. Just to get my Moroccan psychology license. She would make up some bullshit.
Moroccan psychology license.
I'm doing a research project on child care development in poor countries or something.
She's fully Holiday in the Wilding it.
Aw, that was... I missed that movie.
I don't. Okay, so...
Remember when there were elephants?
Remember when the elephant was her son?
Okay. What was... I also wrote that down. All right, speaking of, like, them... The ghost sex. I specifically wrote that down.
Which was bonkers, by the way.
It was. I was just like, how does one explain ghost sex? How does one explain that... Hi, yes, I've had sex with a ghost before.
Well, I just love the fact that they went to the Crystal Lady, who, I love that actress, and they were like, hey, we want to fuck. And she was like, okie dokie, time to do it.
This is the best time to do it. You're in luck.
This winter solstice, fuck your ghost.
Okay, also, let's quickly just discuss the ending. Where he just straight up is dead. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Are we just not going to go back to the lesbian who has to deal with her dead brother now?
I know. First of all, has a dead mom and now her brother has died? I'm like, what? Like, and she was like, oh, poor May. And he was like, no, actually, she's cool. And I was like, she's not cool. You died.
I know. And what's even worse than that is she's a psychology person, and all she's going to think about is, he was obsessing about this girl who died, and he kept talking about seeing her, and all she's going to talk about is that. That's probably going to be what her goddamn dissertation's about. She's going to be a doctor.
Well, good for her. Why didn't we follow up with them? I thought it was bizarre that we didn't see her in the end, too, the sister.
Mm.
Like, she... First of all, when she was like, oh, it's her visiting day. She never misses it. And I was like, hasn't she only been dead for a year?
She's been dead for 20 minutes.
But I thought it was bizarre that we, like, went back to Kimiko Glenn and not the sister.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I expected to see them together. And it would, I don't know, whatever. I don't know.
That was weird.
That ending, I was like, this is too much. Like, honestly, like, the movie itself, like, I was like, yeah, okay, it was, like, not very well written, but, like, I could get with it. I could get with the message of it. But then that ending happened. I was like, okay.
We love garbage.
This ended, and I was like, you know what? I feel like everybody should just go watch San Junipero instead.
Basically.
Like, truly, that's what I got out of it. I was like, go and watch San Junipero.
Or a lesbian Cinderella Christmas story.
If only one existed.
We could do it. We could do it.
That's the thing about all these, like, classic retellings. Like, they just keep doing the same movie over and over with these freaking white... They weren't even characters of color. Oh, I did like that this was a cast of all people of color.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this was a very diverse movie. And that's the one thing that Freeform has going for them. They're like, true. Diversity! We're gonna keep those homos at a distance, but diversity!
They tried. I think they did try with the lesbians in this one. I think they just, like, couldn't get around to the, like, quote-unquote sexuality of it. But at least we did have, like, a romantic storyline of two women.
They didn't have to finger bang. They could have just fucking kissed.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, anything is like, oh, it's sexual. But anyway. I just really appreciated the fact that the only white characters were the crazy crystal lady and then the, like, boss at the tea shop. I was like, yeah, this tracks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, both of those actually track.
Yeah, they track.
So moving over to the superior film, The Spirit of Christmas.
I'm almost really surprised that you liked this one so much.
What's funny is, I'll go ahead and tell you right now that I watched this one at work in between doing other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And this one, immediately off the rip, had me laughing. I had to, like, make sure people can hear me laughing at my desk. Just because the way that he was just murdered at the very beginning of this movie. He was just full on, like, da-da-da, watching these two fucking people, and then next thing you know, bonk, murdered.
He was, like, fully 20s mob style, murdered in cold blood.
Also, the fucking Foley artist in this movie went ham. Like, for one, him getting hit in the head with, like, the fucking thump was so, like, it was, like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh shit, whoever hit him really got him.
But then later they show the rock, and it's just like a rock. And I was like, I feel like that shouldn't have been enough to kill him, truly.
He must have used so much force. Also, love the fact that bitch got hit in the head with a vase. When she got knocked out by the vase, I was just like, now this is getting too comical. love that. Also love this trope of, because we also had this in Girlfriends of Christmas Past, of girls thinking they're getting proposed to, but they're getting dumped.
Yeah.
Love that's that actually trope.
That's a big one in these Christmas movies. Didn't that happen in that other one too?
Which one?
Oh no, they were already engaged in the holiday engagement, were already engaged.
Were they already engaged? Oh yeah, yeah, they were already engaged. And wait, what did she think that he was going to fucking say at the dinner then? Oh, I think she thought he was going to give up that promotion or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She thought, yeah, whatever that was. That is a big trope in these movies. where the conversation goes south. Although I like in this particular movie, how he's just like, I'm breaking up with you. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. Are you going to eat that?
This has happened to me multiple times. I don't even know if I can feel anything about it anymore. And I'm just like, and you wanted to get married? Question mark. And I like that's like basically the theme of the whole movie is like, she's her and this ghost, you're trying to like learn to love again, I guess. I think that's the theme of the movie.
I don't know. I think they were both just hot.
And that's all that guy had going for him, because he was a bad actor.
He was creepy. I've seen this movie multiple times. And he, like, it really, like, struck me in this one. I was like, he's creepy. Like, he just has a vibe about him.
What's really weird is the lack of old-timey accent. Like, not just him. 20s. Huh?
He's from the 20s. He's not from, like, the 1700s.
I know, but they have, like, zero accent. Like, geographical or otherwise. I'm like, can you have some type of accent?
I don't think that's historically accurate. But...
I think it would be, because you're like, people have fucking accents wherever you go. It's like random, it depends on where you're from, but people have accents.
Weren't they in Connecticut?
People have Connecticut accents!
No, I'm just...
Martha Stewart exists.
Martha Stewart. Does she have an accent?
Does she, Grace?
I don't know!
Have you not heard her speak?
Does she really?
She has some type of accent. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like vaguely what Deirdre... Is that her name? On fucking Schitt's Creek?
Oh, Moira.
Moira. There we go. Who the fuck is Deirdre?
If you love wine as much as I do...
It's somewhere vaguely... It's a vague accent like that.
Got you. Okay. I don't know. I thought if they had given him an accent, maybe it would have been too gimmicky.
But... Well, it was weird. Like, do you remember the fucking girl or wife or whatever? Whatever, yes. She was...
Okay, she did have an accent, and that was weird.
No, she had... No, she didn't have an accent. She was just really bad at acting. So she just sounded like...
I thought she was doing an accent.
You know, like, when some people, like... act, and it's like, I don't know how to like describe it. It sounds like they're saying words, but obviously it's not coming from them or something.
Yeah.
Where it's just like,
she was terrible.
I don't know how to, what do you describe that as?
What?
Like when people are like, I know I was there at the drive-in.
That is exactly what it is.
I don't know how to, like, other than disjointed, I don't know how to describe it.
It's terrible acting.
that's the classical term for it. Those flashbacks, though, were pretty funny. Also, I was like, what the fuck is his haircut? It didn't feel like it matched the time period.
I, see, then that's the thing, is, like, I feel like somebody put in, like, some sort of research into the time period, but, like, it didn't all quite track. Like, there was, I felt like some effort was made, but it didn't all, like, shake out.
All of that effort was put into the wardrobe.
Yeah, it was.
That was fine. That was perfectly fine. I was just like, oh, I'm buying this. Except for they did, like, no set dressing for when they did the flashbacks. So I'm like,
it was the same house.
Exactly the same. Nothing was changed. They just walk. They were like, oh, we're only going to shoot this part of the house. Yep. And for the other scenes, we're going to shoot that part of the house.
Well, that was the only location they had. Except for, like, her office in New York or whatever it was. Which was, like, the back end of somebody else's office building, obviously. Like...
Which is fine. I'm just like, you couldn't dress up a part of it. Well, I guess they spent all that money on the CGI from when the ghost disappears.
Which was decent.
It honestly was. It was better than the fucking, the other one, the ghosting one.
Yeah, when she disappeared and it was just like, sparkles.
I love that trend in ghost movies where they're like, we're only going to show this effect once. And never again. That's why that works. She can't walk through walls. We can't pay for her to walk through walls. She has to have people open the door for her.
That was weird. That was very weird. I was like, why can't she walk through walls?
I know, it was so stupid. She's just like, she's just like, can you open the door for me? I'm trying to storm out.
I was like, she's a goat.
The girl in this Spirit of Christmas movie, she kind of reminded me of Rebecca Bunch.
Oh, I can see that. She reminded me of the girl from Girlfriends of Christmas Past.
Oh, which one? The lesbian lawyer?
No.
What, the main girl?
One. Yeah. Like, I felt like it was the same actor. I feel like if you put them in each other's movies, it would be the same thing.
Maybe. It would have been an interesting flop. Flop.
Flop.
I'm saying it now. It definitely wouldn't have tracked.
Yeah. No, I feel like it was the same. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only two types of main characters in these movies. And one is the big city girl who goes to the small town. And one is the small town girl who
goes to the big city.
Big city, yeah. So,
city mouse, yeah. Country mouse. That's it. Those are the only two stories.
Yep.
End of discussions.
End of list.
I love the fact that, all right, so what's up with this trope of people wanting to fuck ghosts? I mean, I kind of get it, but at the same time, I'm just like,
I don't know. Did they fuck in this movie?
Yeah. Well, they kissed. So I think it was implied.
Which, I don't know. No, I don't think they fucked. Because, I mean, they probably did at the end, like, after everything.
I mean, like, I was ready for that American Horror Story moment. I'm like, yes, get pregnant, have this demon baby.
That's the sequel.
It's American Horror Story Apocalypse.
No, they kissed and she passed out.
I know, that was so funny. I was just like,
very funny.
I was like, what was that?
Also, they definitely kissed and I said out loud, gross. I found it to be too intimate. I don't know.
I love the fact that he only shows up for 12 days and then she was just like, I'll come back next year. And I'm like, imagine seeing your boyfriend for only 12 days a year.
Honestly, the dream.
How did I know you were going to say that?
That's like my ideal situation. I'm like, I only have to deal with you 12 days out of the year in this one location.
Also, like, the power of love resurrected him to real life. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, but my favorite trope in any of these movies is unexplained magic.
I know.
Just unexplained.
I wrote that down. I was like, the power of love literally brought him back to life. Cue Taylor Swift's Lover.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He waited around for, like, a bunch of years, and then she came around, and then he came back to life. And that makes sense.
That makes sense. I like how everyone was just like, makes just as much sense as everything else around here. And the old man bought the inn with his girlfriend, which, honestly, I was like, okay, look, I think you're moving a little too quickly. You just started dating. And you're just like, let's buy an inn together.
Yeah, but they're old. They don't have a lot of time left.
I know, but that's like a fucking business venture with your new girlfriend. That seems a little risque.
Who is also the sheriff's sister or whatever.
I know. That just sounds like you're asking for a terrible time.
I'm like, he can shoot you.
And get away with it. I don't know. I mean,
we hate the police. What?
I mean, he'll cover it up. They're both white, so I don't know how that'll pan out, but
that's true. Police always win. Doesn't matter.
It depends on who's poor.
Ah, that's true. That's true. If you're a rich white person.
Anyway, so what's the other movie you watched? Because we watched two different ones, so you watched one I didn't, and I watched one you didn't.
Oh, true. I watched Holiday Rush.
Yes, which I didn't finish.
Yeah, like I said to you earlier, it was a movie. It was a Christmas movie. And I thought it was cute. I thought it was funny. I like that actor a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
He's very funny. I almost feel like, I don't know. I think that they were trying to shy away from Tyler Perry territory because because it was a cast of, you know, people of color. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this could have been way funnier. And I don't know, just like with the cast that they had, I was like, this felt like it was supposed to be a wacky comedy.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was, there was too much sentimentality in it that it wasn't balanced out. I was like, okay, this is just leaning more towards drama. But like, if you were going to do a drama, then you should have just like full tilt drama. Do you know what I mean? Like the funny upbeat moments weren't enough to balance out the sentimentality. So it was just like a little bit overly sentimental.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I mean, I watched a little bit of it and I feel like that's kind of what I was getting because I immediately got kind of bored. And it was only, I got bored primarily just because I felt like nothing was going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. Like, the stakes weren't ever quite, they didn't act like the stakes were ever quite that high. Even though, like, a bunch of stuff did happen. Like, fully, like, he lost his job. Like, his son went missing at some point. Like, oh, but wow. It was just, like, nothing, like, it didn't feel like anything was happening. And I think that was the problem.
Yeah, I thought, like, from the beginning of the movie, I definitely thought that it was going to just be, like, one of those Black Christmas movies where, like, it's really just, like, is it kind of like a slice of life film where they tell you just, like, aspects of other people's lives where it's just, like, oh, this shit's going on with them, like, mm-hmm. blah, blah, is having relationship issues, this bitch is pregnant, mm-hmm. Grandma got diabetes, all that kind of shit. I thought it was going to be, like, one of those, but it,
gotcha. Well,
from the bit that I watched, I was like, oh, okay, that's not what this is.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, like, a Christmas family movie. But gotcha. I was like, it could have been, like, if I really think if they had, like, made the funny moments funnier, like, if they had heightened a couple more things, it would have balanced out the rest of it.
Ah.
But
well,
I mean, I didn't dislike it. Like, I liked the movie. I just thought it was, like, nothing to write home about.
I mean, and that's fine.
One
can say that they left more to be desired.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's her name is totally a wife.
Who was that in that movie? I thought it was Samira Wiley, but is it not her?
It is. Hold on. It's the girl from Star Trek.
Yes! Okay, yes. That's why she looks so familiar. I was just like, I know her face, but I was like, it was driving me nuts.
She is such a good actress.
Oh, yeah, I love her in Star Trek.
Yeah, because, like, thinking of her in this movie and then thinking of her just even in Star Trek, I'm like, it's so different.
Oh, my God, how am I just now finding out that FX apparently did A Christmas Carol. I think it's with Guy Pearce.
What?
I mean, the guy kind of looks a little rough, so I'm assuming that's Guy. Isn't that Guy Pearce? I don't know. Who was married?
I don't know who Guy Pearce is.
I know. I'm like, who was the guy who was married to fucking Madonna? I want to say it is Guy Pearce. Hold on. Let me double check that. No, hold on. Sometimes it's hard to locate people. What, I don't know what's going on with whatchamacallit these days. The old IMDb. Ever since they updated it and they moved it to that thing I don't like, the search function, I'm like, I hate it. It is Guy Pearce. I just spelled his last name weird. Well, I spelled it like Pearce, but it's spelled like P-E-A-R-C.
Yeah.
This guy. I was like, he looked like a rough-looking white dude, so...
Oh, okay.
That's how I knew it was Guy Pearce. I mean, because that's basically what he is. Or at least he's been rough-looking for the last couple of years. Maybe not to anyone else. He maybe just looks like a normal white dude, but... Anyway, so yeah, apparently FX did a Christmas Carol with him, and it's on Hulu. It's 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Oh, no thank you.
I know. It's a little long, but it says it's a dark retelling, so I will probably watch it. I'll probably have to watch it by myself because my mom's not going to want to watch it. Maybe I can talk my aunt into watching it with me. I'm like, you want to watch a dark Christmas story?
Well, please let me know how that shakes out.
I know, but the real question is, will I be able to keep myself from watching it until then? Maybe not. I do kind of have nothing else to watch. Stay Although, too. They did put season 4 of The Magicians up on Netflix, so... Mm. I have been itching to rewatch.
Yeah. I was just thinking about The Magicians because I saw something about season 5. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they like majorly killed What's-His-Face.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you watch that season? Because I remember you, I mean, you didn't watch it week to week like I did, so.
I think I watched maybe the first couple of episodes, like illegally, and then I heard what happened at the end, but I'd already fallen off of it. So I was like, well, I'll get back to that at some point.
Well, now it's up on Netflix. You just need the free time.
Yeah.
Which isn't coming until after the holidays, so.
Yeah. Plus I'm, you know, watching House Hunters renovation right now, so that's taking up a lot of my...
free time. Well, the other movie the movie I watched that you didn't watch is I watched Anna in the Apocalypse, which is technically a Christmas film, but it's also a zombie film and also a musical.
Uh-huh. I did not realize any of this. I'm kind of upset I missed this.
It's also British.
Uh-huh.
Which, and I was telling you that before we started recording, I was like, so, it's British, and I think I've realized that I hate British musicals, because when I tried to watch Sing Street, I think I got to exactly maybe 25 to, or 30 minutes and turned it off. I know it was specifically either at the 25 or the 30-minute mark where I turned it off. It was an even number, though. I remember that.
I feel like that's fair. And I haven't seen that, but I feel like it's fair.
Okay, so the music in this wasn't, like, terrible. I wasn't a huge fan of the songs, but the singing was fine. I was like, at least they got, like, people who could sing, and...
Well, that's the first thing you need.
Yeah. Well, you know, but as I was watching this, the only thing that I really wrote down is I was like, whoever is responsible for this should really be doing the musical episodes of Riverdale.
Because?
I don't know. I just think that they would successfully do it. Or at least people wouldn't hate the musical episodes of Riverdale as much as they do.
Oh, I feel like people would still hate it.
Probably. But, you know,
people would hate it no matter what.
One can dream.
So how was it overall? As a film.
It was fine. It wasn't anything great. What was weird about this movie, it was another movie that had a bad storyline. Mm-hmm. What I think this movie really suffered from was, it's not like Zombieland, where Zombieland had those, it's very character-driven, and this one was trying to be very character-driven, but the characters weren't strong enough to drive the whole story.
Gotcha.
It was really more just like, oh, it's these characters, and it's like, how do they navigate when they're thrown into this situation, kind of. But it was just like a bunch of teenagers, really, trying to be all like, how are we gonna survive the apocalypse? And I'm like, and I'm supposed to buy that this small group of teenagers survived the apocalypse, but no one else did? Sure.
Right, like there wasn't anything special about them.
Yeah, that's really the thing, is there was nothing special about them that would have given them the skills or the tools to survive in this scenario, Whereas in, you know, with fucking Zombieland, there, you know, there's, I forget what his name is. Is it whatever. Woody Harrelson's character. There's Woody Harrelson's character who, like, obviously knows how to work a gun. There's Jesse Eisenberg's character who's, like, smart and has these, like, kind of, like, low-key survival skills.
Yeah.
Who, like, figures out how to navigate in this world. And then there's Abigail Breslin and Emma Stone who are, like, sisters, and they, like, help each other. They just, you know, just figure it the fuck out. So I'm like, you know, these characters, I buy that they would be able to survive, especially when they band together. So yeah. I buy that whole scenario. With this scenario, I'm like, I just didn't get it. And they were trying to, like, I feel like they were trying to, like, distract me from the fact that this was a bad story by having people sing periodically.
I just feel like that just sounds like too many ideas, like, thrown into one. It's like, oh, it's a zombie movie. Oh, it's a musical. Oh, it's Christmas. Like, that's yeah. just, like, too many ideas in the pitch, and nothing got axed. Like something should have gotten axed.
Yeah. Maybe this movie.
Maybe this movie, yeah. Good point.
It reminded me of Cats.
Oh, no.
A nightmare that seemed to not end. Which reminds me, my mom is still trying to get, like, talk me into taking her to go see the live-action Cats. I mean, the reviews of it are not great.
Oh, girl, no.
I know. Like, at this point, I feel like the more I hear people talk about how bad this is, the more I want to go see it just to know that I know. I mean, I know that it's bad because I remember the original was terrible that I watched. I remember... I feel like I've talked about this multiple times with multiple people, and I don't remember who I've said it to before, but...
Oh, no, we've definitely talked about this.
Oh, yeah, like, how I watched the movie, and I thought it was gonna be, like, just from the VHS jacket, I was all like, oh, this looks fun! And then it wasn't. It was a fucking nightmare. I was disgusted. I was not even... Traumatized isn't even the right word. I was, like... livid. That's really what it was. I was, like, mad. Again, I was hot. It was a tingling. I could feel it under my skin. It was just a rage that buried deep within me. And yet, here we are. Anyway.
Here we are.
So, I'm glad we watched all these Christmas movies.
Are you glad?
All right, I am glad that we watched some of them, because certain ones were a good time. Like, The Spirit of Christmas I enjoyed. I enjoyed the Cinderella one just because...
Oh, I did too.
I like movies that'll get me interactive sometimes, even if I get pissed off at them. I'm like, I'm okay. I enjoyed the ride. It just really reminded me of the story of Cinderella and how much it pisses me off sometimes.
I think that's so funny.
Honestly, I want a Cinderella story where Cinderella just gets even with her stepmother and the sisters.
Oh, where she, like, murders them?
Or something.
I feel like... why do I feel like that exists?
It might. Well, yeah. She doesn't have to full-on murder them. She could just seek revenge. Like, she would be like, I'll get you back!
Yeah. I do, I kind of feel like that exists, and I can't, I'm sure it does.
It probably does. I mean, yeah. That tracks. So, yeah. I would buy that.
Yeah.
Or not buy it physically, but I would watch it.
Mm-hmm. I would torrent that, yeah.
So, what's next? What's new for us when we come back in the new year?
What's fresh? What's hip? What's now? What's the 411? Well...
I mean, when we come back, we'll be in a new decade.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about it. I don't know. Should we finally do it? Should we finally...
I think we
do the one that we've been talking about?
Do you... Do you mean you're the worst?
I do mean you're the worst.
I know we were kind of saving it for our season finale, but yeah, I would love to do that for our first one of 2020. Especially
yeah,
since I have
the first one of 2020.
I have been itching to talk about it because I have a lot of thoughts on this final season.
Me too. A lot to say about these beloved characters whom I cherish.
And whom I feel like were thrown in the fucking garbage. But anyway, we'll get into that when we get to the actual episode. So look out for that, listeners. We're finally getting around to hear the words.
I can't believe it. It's taken us... It's been 84 years.
It literally took us a whole year after the last season came out to talk about it.
Yep. Well, new year, new us. We're going to rebrand ourselves, probably.
Are we?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, sure. I don't know what's our new brand gonna be then.
I don't know. We'll work on it.
Oh, okay. We're having a brand meeting after this.
Remember when? Yeah. It's on the calendar. It's 1 a.m. brand meeting. Remember when we did that episode about sports?
Oh yeah. Are we gonna do that now, or are we just gonna be a sports podcast?
No, we have to rebrand again. We have to do something completely new.
Oh, so we'll branch out and do a new topic that we haven't done before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I love doing wild and out there things, like when we watched soap operas. That was fun.
That was still TV, though. We were still watching TV.
Is sports not on television?
You know what? You got me there.
And with that... We bid you adieu, and...
You got me there.
With that, we bid you adieu, listeners, and happy holidays.
Happy frickin' end of 2019, everyone.
Jingle, jingle. I was about to say Feliz Navidad. That's Merry Christmas. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Feliz Cumpleaños. Anyway, bye!